Mentally, meditation will, of course, give you a more focus, more concentration. It's going to reduce anxiety, stress, depression. It improves your sleep mode, your sleeping patterns.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body, and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit?
Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm excited to introduce you today, Anisa Picard. She's a Reiki practitioner and meditation instructor. She's offering chakra balance workshops online. With no further ado, hello Anisa, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you? I'm good, considering what's going on. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Sure, absolutely. So give us a little bit of idea about yourself and what you're really passionate about and how you're helping people with Reiki and meditation.
I started, learning about meditation when I was younger. I then went to Reiki and then on to yoga. So it really seems like something or someone was guiding me to learn certain things at particular times in my life. And I just recently ended a 15-year teaching career. I was a French teacher in California, and to start my own business teaching Reiki, meditation. I'm also an end-of-life doula, so I work with hospice patients and their families, and I'm a grief coach. So these all kind of mesh together, and I really am passionate about helping people understand that everything is energy, and by doing things such as meditation, by having a meditation practice or a yoga practice, that raises your energy, that raises your vibration, so you're happier and healthier all the way through.
So what does meditation and yoga do for your spirituality, mentally and physically?
Okay, meditation, physically, I'll talk about physically first. Physically, it of course relaxes your body. It lowers your blood pressure. It improves your heart rate. It improves your breathing. It also improves brain function. So when we talk about the way it helps improve brain function, it helps you stabilize your emotions. So it balances out how you react to things. It also improves your information processing. And it also deals with decision making. And these are basic general ideas, because there are different meditations that will train a specific part of your brain. So these are like general ideas. I think mentally, meditation will of course give you a more focus, more concentration. It's going to reduce anxiety, stress, depression. It improves your sleep mode, your sleeping patterns. It also improves your behavior, because
right.
you're more self-aware. You're self-aware, you're aware, more aware of how you're interacting with people and how you're responding to different situations in daily life. So you're kinder. You see, like, when you're not so kind, you become more self-aware. So that's a beautiful tool that's given right there with meditation.
Yeah, so I mean, and spiritually, let's talk about the spiritual aspect, right?
Yeah, the spiritual aspect, when you're sitting and you're quieting your mind, you're breathing, it's all about energy, like I said. So when you're breathing in the energy, you're also breathing in the life force energy that gives everything life in the universe. And when you breathe that in deep, you're also balancing your chakra. Okay, so I know probably many people have heard of chakras by now, but if you haven't, there's seven main energy chakras along the spine in your energy field, and these will shoot out energy to specific parts of your body, specific organs. All your organs are energized by the energy that's in the chakra. So when you're breathing in that energy, you're balancing the chakra, so your organs and your whole physical being is getting more energy throughout the body. So it's balancing you energetically, and after your physical body improves if you have ailments or chronic pain, things like that. So it's all about energy. And if you want, I can tell you a little bit about yoga.
Yeah, but let's jump into like the, because when meditation comes to my mind, I know they're the different kinds of meditation, right? I mean, what is your preferred meditation? And maybe walk us a little bit through your daily routine.
I have a couple meditations that I really like to do. These are the ones that I do on a daily basis, 5 days a week, probably. The first one is called the Bija Mantra, and that's a sound meditation. So when you make specific sounds, they correspond to each chakra. And when you say this sound, I repeat this same sound 5 times, your chakra energy is supposed to balance out. So when you do this, it just puts you in a calmer state. So I always start with the sound energy, and then I go to Vipassana, which is an insight meditation. And that teaches you to stay present. You become very, very self-aware of what's happening inside and even outside. And so this helps with your self-awareness, and it helps stay present in your daily life. If you make these, you have to, if you're meditating, if you don't make it a daily practice or a practice that you're doing on a regular basis, it will do absolutely nothing for you. You have to have a practice of doing that maybe at least a few times a week or 5 times a week. So my daily routine, normally I wake up, and normally the first thing I say is thank you for this day. And then I get up and I go sit on my couch. So I'm not in a full lotus position, but probably half lotus. And I like to cover up with a blanket. I don't know why. That's just been my thing for the past 20 years. And then I begin the breathing calmly first, and then I begin saying the sounds, the Bija mantras. And I usually meditate for about 15, 20 minutes, and that's kind of long for a person starting out, but I've been doing it for a while, so I do that, and then I go into the insight meditation and just become self-aware and present of the moment. All thoughts, any thoughts that come in, just let them go. And then I grab coffee when I'm finished, and then I go do some yoga. And so my yoga practice has been, it's always with Adrian, so I'm promoting Adrian. If anybody does yoga on YouTube, they will know who Adrian is. Adrian's been around forever. She's out in San Francisco. So I like her morning practice, and if I have any issues with any body parts, hips, lower back, all that, I just go and search her, and she has other videos. So I usually do about 20 minutes of meditation and 20 minutes of yoga every morning.
Right. And to switch over to Reiki, you said you're also and practice Reiki, right? So give us a little bit of an idea on that. Okay.
I have been practicing Reiki for about as long as I've been meditating. And when you're a Reiki healer, what you are is you are a conduit for the life force energy, which everyone is breathing in all the time, but more so when you're meditating or doing yoga because you're concentrated more. But Reiki, in order to be a clear channel, you want to be balanced. I have to do meditation. I have to not drink so much alcohol. I have to not do drugs. I have to eat healthy. I have to exercise. So as a healer, meditation, both meditation and yoga, have made me a better healer because it's all about energy. So when I'm doing meditation or yoga, I'm balancing my body, clearing emotional blocks or energy blocks, so that I can give people, be a clearer channel for people to give them the energy they need to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, so definitely a lot of information for people to absorb, especially for people that are maybe not, I'm not used to, you know, thinking about implementing meditation or even Reiki into their lifestyle. And so how can people reach you? I know you're available at anisapicard.com. Is that the best way?
Yes. Yeah, my phone number is 740-338-9152. And my email address is eoldanisapicard@yahoo.com. So feel free to contact me if you're interested in learning anything that I've talked about today.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today here and giving us your valuable insight. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.